Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. There's something about spring that just makes it seem like one yes after another yes after another yes. The bright sun that now fills the days and increasingly lengthening time into the evening, and the warmth as the ground begins to prepare for more grass and plants, and the trees begin to grow their tiny little leaves. All of spring seems to just be this surrender of nature, having gotten through the cold of winter, but before the blazing heat of summer. Spring is this beautiful time of accepting. And we see the yes played out in the created world, and it makes me desire to have this yes lived interiorly. We're still in the season of Easter as we're moving closer and closer to Pentecost and then moving into ordinary time. And so now is still a time of great rejoicing. And I always love that I live in a place where the seasons so often seem to match up with what's happening liturgically. That Easter usually comes when we're just longing for nice weather and for spring to make its appearance. But also there's something beautiful and cozy about Christmas happening when it's cold and snowy. And so as we're continuing through the Easter season, I'm reflecting on the yes that is mirrored in the life of Christ by accepting death and then rising to new life. The yes that is mirrored in Mary as we celebrate the month of Mary during May. The yes that's found in St. Joseph as we're continuing in this year of St. Joseph. That all of these people, not to mention the saints beyond the Holy Family, just keep saying yes to whatever the Lord wants to do in and through them. And it's a compelling witness. Not that the yeses necessarily were always grand and noticeable, but rather the small interior yeses. In the same way that nature is doing so much preparation before we actually see the fruit, whether it's in the garden or on the trees or in the flower beds, there's so much happening beneath the surface that we don't see. And that's what I want to continue to happen in my own life and in my own heart. That the hard and cold aspects of my heart, that they'll continue to warm in the presence of the Lord. And that one yes after another yes will continue to chip away at whatever is stony, and that the Lord will continue to give me even more a heart of flesh, a heart that is this perfect environment for His will to take root, to grow, and to flourish, so that what comes forth is 30, 60, 80, 100-fold. the Lord is so generous with me. I have this desire to be generous with him. So what are the areas that the Lord is asking me to say a deeper yes in? What are the places where the light of the Lord needs to shine so that the darkness of sin or self can be dispelled? What are the hidden places where God is moving and working that he desires to use particularly to bring about great fruitfulness and blessing for myself and for others? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the abundance that you're showing us in the created world, and how you bring life from death, and how you desire to do the same thing in our own hearts. Grant us the grace to be able to say one small yes after another yes after another yes, and to prepare the way for you to bring bountiful blessings, bountiful fruit from the meager gifts that we offer you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.